This is your Pacific Pulse.
I'm Petty Officer Mike Flesch. In the Philippine Sea, the U.S. Navy's only forward-deployed aircraft carrier, USS Ronald Reagan, hosted the Japanese Prime Minister during the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force International Fleet Review. The Prime Minister was welcomed by the U.S. Ambassador to Japan and the Chief of Naval Operations, and during their meeting, they discussed the importance of the U.S.-Japan alliance. In South Korea, U.S. Indo-Pacific Command aircraft B-1B bombers and F-16 fighters conducted a bilateral exercise with Republic of Korea F-35A fighters as part of the annual Vigilant Storm exercise to showcase deterrent capabilities and interoperability. And in Hawaii, the Los Angeles-class fast-attack submarine USS Chicago returned to Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam following a 7-month deployment. It was the submarine's final deployment before decommissioning, which is scheduled to begin in 2023, following 37 years of service. This has been your Pacific Pulse. I'm Petty Officer Mike Flesch.